who passes out credentials for ministerial card-carrying party members. I wouldn't let that go too long. There's nobody in this room that isn't for God and would proclaim to be a minister to the truth. But let me tell you what's going to happen. In your economic situation and your new all-American card that they are going to pass out and hook you into, you're already in the system. So quit saying, I will not take the mark of the beast. You've got it. Whether you like it or don't like it, if you're going to eat, and they're trying to get rid of useless eaters, the thrust of the Plan 2000 is to bring down the population of this planet to 500 million by year 2000. You've got nearly 7 billion people. Don't hide your heads in the sand any longer. They mean business. Do you think actually they're going to help you with this new world order health plan? It's going to bring more and more and more decisions upon your head. You're going to have to choose between private insurance, this kind of insurance, whether you're going to live or die, because they're going to have restrictions. On that card will be every piece of information from how many times you were vaccinated as a little child if you're in your 80s. It's all going to be there. And the only choice that will be allowed is for ministers. If you are, the only way you can deny whatever it is they want is if you are a certified card-carrying minister of a recognized church. I suggest right now that you ones decide that that should be the Eastern Orthodox Church of Christ. Not to be confused with the old total Roman Holy City Catholic Church, but affiliated with the Catholic Church. They're not going to want to honor that. So I suggest you get signed up for that now so that it can be established, so that they don't say, well, you just went and got yourself signed up just to avoid our rules and regulations. That, my friends, is up to you. I'm telling you now, it is underway. It is written. It will happen. And you see, this is something that I don't believe Mr. Green knows, or I'm sure we would have paid dearly for this. Both EJ and Doris are certified ordained ministers and have been since 1986. Father Cleary, 35 years a priest in the Catholic Church. Dr. Overholtz is a minister. There are many others in this room. Rick is a minister. And I will tell him now, he will have a church here. That will be another phase of our growth as we phase out in attention getting and we phase in to a community. I didn't say a group, a cult. We will have a central place where we can have companionship and camaraderie as you would over here at the Baptist church. And when your enemy gets done with you, it sounds as if you're a kook of some kind. What in the world have you come to? When you cannot gather to hear the word of truth as it relates to your life, I'm not talking about religious nonsense. I'm talking about you and making it through a physical journey in some kind of sanity with your spiritualness. Wouldn't it be nice if you could just put that aside, put this aside, get over here and put this aside, and I'll just listen to what I want to hear. I can see a lot of things are wrong, so I will accept that a lot of things are wrong, but don't load me up. And don't tell me about God. That's borderline on Jesus freaks. Well, I'm sorry. Jesus represented something called a Christ direction. Well, now I guess Hatan is going to get off on goody-two-shoes piousness. No, I'm not. That sickens me. That the minute you speak of doing something worthy and good and with integrity in business, somehow that doesn't mix with goodness. That's what's wrong with your world. Long ago, goodness was set aside, and the facade of human goodness came to represent you. And look where you are now. You've earned it and you've got it. You are recognized as the Satan. Good old America, the chosen land, the chosen land of God and his human children are caught in a trap in Satan's kingdom. And I know that I sound like the Pentecostal preacher. I'm a little sorry about that because I differ with their beliefs. But I don't differ in the value of that connection with God in goodness. I differ in the interpretations as handed down. I know for a fact that they will ask you to pledge allegiance to every word in that book when every word is not true. I want you to just dwell with me for a moment in total logic, total reason. If God could appreciate the widow's mite and said all things should be given in secret so that it has no intent other than the sharing with God, and he didn't say it had to be money, what is this old tithing BS? Tithing is a thing of the heart. in appreciation for that which you've received. That's not what the churches do. You give to us 10% of your worldly goods, and we may let you in through the door if you follow our our committee instructions. I don't have a church to go to. Therefore, we can't have a church that fits the church of God. To be drummed out of town, tarred and feathered. You know, probably by tomorrow morning, I'll have 13 Christians down here on the doorstep, going to drum us out of town. I just botched their money program. So who do you think put in their tithing? And to get control on you, remember the Sabbath, to keep it holy. You don't even know what day the Sabbath is. Do the rivers stop their work on the Sabbath? You turn off the rain spigot on the Sabbath? You let all the chickens die because they're hungry and they're drowning on the Sabbath, when you don't even know when the Sabbath is? And you think God had to rest? No, you have to rest. And you want to manipulate everybody else along the way. You need to work. You don't need to rest. That's what's the matter with you. Let us go out and recreate ourselves. Let us find ourselves, and then, if it all works out in balance, I'll consider something. Don't know what it is yet. Probably it'll work. Now I'm really in trouble, because here it is Saturday. Now everybody's got to work tomorrow. Forget it. Rejoice tomorrow. What you've come to is a mass of humanity not having any direction except MTV. And you wonder why a child would burn up his little brother, little sister. But that's what they do on MTV. There's Nitwit and Butthead or something. Where are the parents while these babies are watching that?
Thank you, Commander.
Do I knock MTV? Yes. Because you will come back and argue to me that censorship. We have a right to have whatever we want, and we have a knob over there, we can turn it off. Well, the little kids can go over and turn it back on the minute you're not looking. And no parent wants to look very long, because they might have to see. And they will have one big ruckus trying to get that thing turned off again. I should sentence you to at least 1 hour a day staring at MTV, you adults. Madonna will get there. Michael Jackson will get there. You should really be proud you have produced something that is banned in Israel. And then you cannot understand the latest craze in your nation. My dear adults, are the young girls between, just starting their periods, between 10 and 14 years of age trying to get pregnant. That is the major problem now in the school. Trap you. What are you going to do? Are you going to let a 10 or 11 year old child have a baby? Every day they're doing it. Would I do anything about it? No, because that is your responsibility. And for anyone who enjoys the rhythm of the music, I don't see how you could say it's beautiful. And of course, it is very, very sensual. And then how do you ban these activities that you have just incited? So, yes, I guess I sound like a preacher. But, precious ones, I'm doing it for a different reason. It is not practical. Now you're going to say, that old boy is from Vulcan. It's not logical. It is 100% logical to the one world order. They have wiped you away with their knowing logic. And you will struggle and fight for your right to have MTV. This is one tiny, tiny, tiny little thing. The bigger crime is on CNN. You can't turn it off. It's the only way you're going to get news. Ignore everything they say, turn it to the opposite, and you'll be close. Mr. Turner told you what he was doing. He didn't like the Ten Commandments. I don't like most of them. But he didn't like them even worse than I don't like them. And he wrote his own. And it all revolves around money and getting it. And if it feels good, do it. And get control of the network. Get control of the mind of the people. And that's why he gets to sit next to Mr. Kissinger at the state dinners. Because Mr. Clinton is bilious, not biliary. Don't you notice that every time you see Mr. Clinton now, after a little lull, he is at least a half inch taller, thinner, more in control. Don't you notice that when he makes some big thing, that night on Larry King Live will come Henry Kissinger? It's the new world order. I don't know how better to tell you. I don't know how to say it. These are Khazarian Zionists. Recognized, known, Brzezinski, Henry Kissinger. They are not even Native Americans. They are Russian Jews running your country. And they are but tools of the Committee of 300. Well, I can't be bothered with that. And when you say that, don't feel isolated. We sit down to write, and Doris says, I refuse. I am so sick of this. All I do is put this down, and you get me into all sorts of trouble. I'm sorry. That's the truth. That's my mission. And if my secretary doesn't like it, I'm sorry. I didn't write your play. I would have done a better job and made it a lot easier on you. On the other hand, I did my own play, and obviously I'm here with you. I can't tell if that is karma and misery or if we've earned that stature from day to day. It's hard to see, isn't it? But as Commander Gright says, when you're taking flak, you're on target. Well, we must really be there, mustn't we? On the other hand, guess who is not going to be in the hell of a nuclear blast? I'll tell you, they have not pinpointed their little flag on this town. Because I will take it out of the map, and I will suggest they put it where it will do them some good. So how does the higher power get into this play? You know, this is the way it's supposed to be, Commander. We decide how it will be. We wrote the play, and therefore you will do what we tell you to do. Don't count on it. Mother will take care of herself. You've got green peas, green rice, green day, green tree. All working as adversaries against the true balancing of your planet. Once again manipulated by the powers that be to make pollution laws that you cannot match. And then you'll move off to the Macleodoria area of Mexico. You're killing yourself. The adversary really doesn't have to work too hard. He never has to change his story, never has to change his play. And apparently mankind doesn't want to either. There will come the time. And therefore, forget it, Dharma, you're not through writing. She's really thrilled. Nora has another couple of books. I'm delighted. But you see, Dharma doesn't have to really research anything. Nora has been willing to do that. I do a lot of choosing. Dharma does a lot of writing, and Nora does a lot of work. You're going to have to accept who you are. And it's not going to be very much like anything that they're going to tell you in those church houses. You just had a prime example. Remember early on here, when the Christian community got after you guys, you didn't have anything, much less a group. And I'm sure that all of you remember that Christian document that said every time you turn the key in the ignition, you'll wonder if this is the time it's going to blow up your car. That was your Christian community that did that. They made it very clear it was the Christian community. So what did this Christian community do within the last 3 weeks in this town? They had a sing-in. Sing-in for God and Christ. All you Christians, come on over and we'll sing. After extending that invitation, they canceled out the Mormons. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, they said, you're not Christian. Well, was that move Christian? They just proved they weren't. The Mormons were clever about it. They follow the rules of the Illuminati, but they do it quietly and in secret. That's what you're up against. I didn't make those rules. I'm sorry, you have to walk it. Religion itself has become trite and meaningless. Except when you have the fundamentalists standing up and saying, I am a Zionist. And we must have a new world order. One world religion. So I'm suggesting to you, when you get ordained, my friends, get ordained in something acceptable. At least by label. They're not going to believe in Hatton's toe dancers. You will still, however, be recognized if you are a member of the Church of Satan. I'm sorry about that. They will do away with all the fringe religions, but not that one. Just meeting in this building on Saturday, it does keep the sheriffs from coming like the last meeting. You'll be recognized tomorrow as Seventh-day Adventists, undoubtedly, because my subject is spiritual. For goodness sakes, is that bad or good? Everybody get together and we'll vote on it. Isn't that the way you do religion? How do we merge our developing spiritualness, which will save your ass? I'm telling you, you cannot believe it yet. You walk this journey properly, it's going to save both your ends. Because you will not rise up in foolishness against them. What you do in trying to quiet your brother into some kind of reason rather than butchering someone else, you will gain their respect and will bring a remnant through this. And they, your enemy, will respect that step. And it has more than just to do with agreements between higher powers. You will not be acting out of silliness. Well, I'll pretend to be this and I'll pretend to be that. I want to tell you again, if God knows the difference, son of a gun, don't you think that magician knows the difference? You're going to have to handle business. There is no point in us just making it through. Supposing we make it through, how are we going to do it? You're going to have to protect what assets you have every way you can, as long as you can. And when it gets to the point where you can't, you've got to be able to let it go. And then you can move with your preparations. Now let us assume we make it through. You're going to have a world with a lot less people. And Mother is going to take over. And at some point in here, the way you're headed, and there seems to be no sign of moving backwards, you're going to have a war. You are going to have mass destruction on your planet because they're going to trigger the faults. And how will this finally come to conclusion? Get your planet off balance just a wee tiny bit more, and she's going to flip. Your magnetic poles have already changed. You know, you can picture this. The donkey, you know, trying to pull the load. He's got his feet perched on the side of the Arctic, trying to hold you up. And when that rope breaks, it's going to go like that. And someday, eons away, they will be remembering you. And someone will come along and they'll be digging in the desert sands. They're going to find some symbolic serpents. This must be God. The serpent is the symbol of physical God. And it will always be the symbol that pulls you into destruction. Now, do I want you to run out there helter-skelter and tell all the world the end is coming, the end is coming? No, if they don't know it, don't annoy them. I don't want you there when the end comes. Do you hear me? I want you up with me. And I think that's where you want to be. Just in case I'm real. Just in case Dorma is a smart old broad. What do you have to lose with me? Insanity, possibly. Foolishness, possibly. But I'm going where it's better. I've got the means. They've seen me all over. I've still got your craft. They haven't released Rosbacher. That was my bargain. Turn him loose. I'll let them go. I'm making a point. All over Arizona, New Mexico, they wave as I go by. Just you, you know. You think the government doesn't know? And you have to work blindly. We've come a long way around Dorma's house. every night she would think that maybe she would come out and say hi. Then all the security lights come on, and she says, "Oh, to hell with it. Why would I stand out here? I know you're there. You're there every miserable moment of my life." I'm not here to make this journey alone. I'm not here to make this journey for you. I'm sent as a messenger. And there isn't any other way to do it, no matter how much your enemies would like to tell you, well, if, how big a sense of humor do you need to exist on your place? Very frequently larger than mine. What are they doing today? They're going to close down all those wonderful satellites trying to connect with us out here. Billions of dollars now gone. B.S. They didn't put the stuff up there to visit with us. If they wanted to visit with me, they'd at least come over here to Tehachapi. Just in case. They don't have to go that far. They can go ask Billary. And no, I don't look funny. I don't look like Whitley Strievers, Little Graves, and Spider People. And besides that, you're bored to death. You are bored out of your minds. You see your world coming down, your jobs coming down. You see it there. The masses see it there, and they don't know what to do but rise up and mill about. A beautiful young man caught in the trap in Somali land, injured, weary, hurting. Not to worry, everybody, you know, around his mother and dad have yellow ribbons now. Little brides, newly married, 20 years old, all they have of their life is a yellow ribbon again. Does it not become obvious they are taking your children and loved ones away for at least a fourth Christmas? 3 generations, it's over, and you're there. In your time of memory, when it was said, "You are the last generation," was speaking to the ones of the generation last experiencing before the change. And you are actually starting, some of you, into your fourth generation. That's all it takes. Your children know no different. They see it on television. They practice it. They get in trouble with the law. That is a no-no. But I just saw that done 14 times in the last hour. That's pretend. And if you're innocent of something and they decide to make you guilty of it, justice has nothing to do with it either. Scott Tipps, gave Dharma a little magnet, the definition of a lawyer. It's an individual who spends all of his time protecting you from others of his profession. Don't be foolish enough to get a parking ticket. Or if you do, you better get it paid. When you go to get your license renewed, they have a bench warrant out for your arrest. Freedom. Freedom. It's treason, they say, what you speak of. No. Your government is filled with treasonous. Your churches are filled with treasonous. And those ones fully plan to get the masses into concentration camps and get rid of the useless eaters. And this is how bad they are. They form groups. They create manufacture groups. So deviant in normal behavior that they are the ones set up to be receivers and breeders of new diseases. That is not an accident. It's not an accident. They too, this group, having already been destroyed in their physicalness. Well, you don't want those ones around to annoy your new world kings. They're too sick to serve. They're going to have to incarcerate the patriots who give them trouble. Does it mean that all of those ones who just blithely came along here and served with the CIA and the KGB and the PDQ and the QVC, or Home Shopping Network or something, are they good, bad? You cannot. How can you even conceive such a thing? Because somebody scalped somebody in the Western United States who probably needed it. And he was a Native American. Does that make all Native Americans murderers? Well, sometimes I think it could make them intelligent. But I'm not allowed to say things like that. You cannot blanket anything. This is another thing they want you to do. They want to set you aside, individualize you, and terrorize you. Because there is always the one doing good that will turn you in and everything they can find out about you and exaggerate it. God knows no color. You are in the image of God, who is light. God is all. And frequently Dorma says, please don't make me talk about God anymore, because it's overdone. Well, okay, how else are you going to get there? Because she may get a 15-page letter squawking about her presentation. It's not her presentation. And if anyone believes it's her presentation, I suggest they come back a second time. I have more to say. As we move through this time, you must move into it offering good business procedures. You must move out of it offering the very foundation upon which a society can be built. It's more than how do you make a pencil. But you need the pencil, do you see? Not anybody in this room could make a pencil this afternoon. There are a few engineers who might come up with something we can use as a marker. But in this community, you will not make a yellow pencil. Can this little group do it all? Absolutely not. Why should you? Hear me. Why should you? Are there not others out there who care enough about their own journey to make their contribution? And if we can't get through this, I'll get you off, and then we'll put you back. And that's what you don't want to hear. Going is fine. It's the landing that gets you. So let's finish it right while we're here. If you leave a foundation upon which a society can build, you don't have to be here, do you? That is the importance of books. We don't write so that USNP can be offended or not offended. Go check into the past of Lowell Russell. You're going to find her going...